Yeah, I'm not really sure what we're going to say in this episode, because we haven't had a podcast since... Because the last podcast that we had was Alyssa doing an audition notice before we even got started with Merry Wives.
Gosh, I can't believe it's been that long.
It's been that long.
Yeah, it's been that long.
So, we have, and so in attendance we have me and Nikki.
Hi.
Hi. And Larry's here.
Hello.
And Camilla's here.
Hello.
And Alyssa's here.
Yo.
And I'm here, I'm Thomas. And Alyssa is a man today.
Hello.
On the boondocks.
Hi, how are you? And we have the cats doing this in the living room, very informally, because we really don't know what to say. So, what do you want to say? What do you want to
sorry
say?
Sorry for not being here. Merry Wives, while turning out to be a really great show, and we got a lot of positive feedback for it, and a show of firsts for us in a lot of ways, also turned into show of first bad idea with scheduling.
Yeah.
We ended up moving up the play date, which was smart because the weather was perfect. We literally caught that window of perfect just turning into fall Georgia weather where it didn't rain and there wasn't a lot of wind and it was hot during the day but cool and pleasant at night, and it was just perfection, which we had to do to counteract the Arctic conditions of Twelfth Night that was the same time last year.
And
however,
the rainy conditions of Much Ado.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the Arctic, the nights that I happen to go.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
But so in order to do that, we ended up compressing our schedule, and due to casting snafus, we also had to compress our schedule even more, which left us with Nikki and I being basically completely out of the rehearsal process and secluded in costume construction for literally the entire run.
Yeah.
Which
never
sucked.
The lessons learned. Never do a show on 6 weeks ever again.
Yeah.
I feel like it was even less than that.
Yeah.
It was even more like 5, which normally would be fine, but when you have 2 people doing costumes and, you know, 1 person directing, it's not enough.
Yeah, unless you have an army of minions, 6 weeks is not long enough.
I mean, we like to, we know that other companies can get a show from first rehearsal to opening night in 6 weeks. But typically those are rehearsals that occur every day, rehearsals that do not have to keep in mind the fact that our actors, that we are working around our actors' schedules from one end to the other. We take care of everyone's conflicts. And we all also have full-time jobs as well. I think, given the time we had, we did pretty good. But, you know, from here on out, the shows we'll stick to the 8 or 9 week rehearsal run instead of the 6.
Yeah. To spare our brains.
2 weeks helps a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, if we would have had 2 extra weeks, we would have finished, and it would have been more like the experience of finishing the costuming for Much Ado, which was like, oh, we're done. Look at all this time we have.
Now we can fine-tune if we need to, or we can go actually perform our parts when we're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Larry, did you feel rushed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt rushed.
Well, because I think at some point during it, you were like to me, I feel very rushed. And I was like, well, yes, it's quite short.
Yeah.
We feel rushed.
Yeah.
We have 8 dresses to make.
That, and with the set construction, you know, that was, you know, new as well.
Which was another first, actually having the set. Go ahead and say it again, a big thank you to the Alliance Theater.
Yay! Thank you, Alliance.
Perhaps we were simply just doing them a favor, but it really turned out well for us. They put a call out saying, when was it? Maybe in a...
It was on the ATML, the lovely Atlanta Theater listserv, which is a great source of things like this. And they put out a call saying, we just finished a show, we have all of these professionally made platforms, and we don't want to store them. And there's no point in breaking them down, because they're really well made, as they were giving away for free. So we were like, okay,
so
we can use that.
Nikki and I rented a truck, and went down there, and drove them back. Yeah, very precariously. And
it's like the most harrowing experience of my life.
Because they're huge. They're 4x8 and they're
insanely heavy.
Yeah.
Professionally made, reinforced. Very heavy. I'll say that again, heavy.
It's a flat.
I lost 10 pounds during the run of the show, moving them back and forth.
It's a flat, hollow sumo wrestler.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's a But they worked out well. We used 5 of them on the set. We used every single one of them, and they looked great. They actually having a set, and there wasn't a person that came to see the show of those that had seen our previous shows that didn't go, "Oh wow, you guys have a set now."
Totally brought us to a new level, I think.
Literally.
Like 2 inches above the ground.
Knee slap.
Yeah, I know. So that was another first, and other little things, like, you know, having access to store things in the Evil Dead Shed and in the cellar. The Evil Dead Shed is actually the ice house behind Barrington Hall. We just gave it a nickname the first time we started rehearsing there.
And it stuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, we actually had set construction, and we built flats, and just so much. Had
new elements for customer service with tables being rented and food, all of these new things add new levels of stress to our lives. Because again, you know, we've never done this before, and so we're on this compressed schedule, and then we have to bring in other people to help us, and God bless the Pendergrass family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dawn Ogden, wife of one of our actors, and Stephanie Wallace, girlfriend of one of our actors, who provided hours and hours and hours of service and help and relieving Nikki and I's, keeping Nikki and I from having severe nervous breakdowns, which I came very close to having during this run. I almost had a...
I think second line through a day.
Oh, God. I was so close. I was so close to just... crying or something. I might have cried a little bit. I don't know. It was bad.
Well, there were tons of people pitching in. Like, Larry was pitching in pretty hardcore, and Dory would always be like, "Is there something I can get?
What can I do?
What way to stop and buy 5 discarded prom dresses from 1997 so we can skin them for their crinolines?" You know?
Yeah, we had, like, almost every cast member pitched in, but we had several who went above and beyond. So, thank you. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
You get kudos.
You'll get paid twice.
Gold star.
No. We don't just give those away. Sorry. So yeah, that was Merry Wives, and it was great. We did 3 weeks this time instead of 2. There were so many firsts for this. Another first. 3 weeks instead of a 2-week run. Did the matinee the first week, which again was odd. How was the matinee from an actor point of view?
It was okay. I don't think the element of seeing the audience really detracted from anything. In fact, with comedies, it might help even more because, you know, you can see their reactions as it's happening. So you get that feedback instantaneously.
Yeah, feedback is the big deal, especially with the comedies. We had most of our audiences took our cues and actually did laugh when they were supposed to. Note to anyone else that comes to see our shows, you know, if it's a comedy and it's Shakespeare, it doesn't matter. Just laugh. Even if you think it's not supposed to be funny, laugh at it anyway. It's okay. Now, when we do a tragedy, don't
laugh.
Maniacal laughter doesn't really help you.
Don't laugh at inappropriate places. It really just makes us uncomfortable. And you, when you've realized your mistake. I can't tell you how many productions of... It was during Much Ado, during the one tragedy scene.
When Anna got thrown to the ground.
When Anna collapses, when Hero, you know, faints and basically is dead for all intents and purposes, and people are like, and then you're like, that's not funny.
That's so unfunny.
Don't laugh. Oh. She's dead.
And there's nearly a fist fight, and they kind of realize,
wait
a minute.
It's not a comedy fall. It's a tragedy fall. It's not a comedy leg.
Even though Anna, for the longest time, would just laugh when she laid on the ground. But that was just Anna. Miss you, Anna. Anna's in college now. Let's see. What else to say about the show? A couple of repeat people from our past casts, and some new folks as well. Very nice to have the new people. Stephen Pryor, first time through his Shakespearean experience. First time on stage, period. Did a fantastic job. And Jim, though he was afeared and scared of William Shakespeare, still managed to conquer that fear and do a fantastic job. So.
And major props to our youngest cast member, I think youngest ever, because I think Claire was a little bit older when she first started with us.
Julia Shavzin.
Julia Shavzin, who conquered 2 wigs, 3 costumes, myriad props, and multiple quick changes involving said wigs and costumes and props and did it flawlessly and with absolutely no, like, she had some people helping her, but she was the one who was telling us what to put her in. No, that skirt, that wig, and was just wonderful.
Way on top of it, yeah. A lot of people were on top of their game. Larry also, lots of costume changes.
Yes.
But since we made you the master of your own wardrobe, I feel kind of fine about that.
Still wish I had the sock garters.
I know.
Next time.
Next time we start a show in the 50s, sock garters are yours.
All right. Next time I play Master Page.
Next time you play Master Page. So, yes, much ado. Good grief. They start with an M.
We've done lots of M shows.
M.
I totally confused the audience by saying thank you and enjoy much ado about nothing.
What?
And I didn't even know that I had said it. I had no idea. It just didn't even occur to me.
I don't think anyone complained.
They were just confused.
This isn't much ado about nothing.
But then I heard someone on the phone saying, well, we're here saying much ado about nothing. And and the worst part is, are you illiterate? He had a program in his hand.
Oh.
And I was like, it says on the front the name of the show.
No, the best lack of attention to program was some anonymous audience member that Stephanie caught on the way out of the show saying, goodness, the girls that played Rugby and Robin, they must be twins.
Oh.
And Rugby and Robin, like we just mentioned, that was Julia Shavzin with the brunette wig and a red wig and some horn-rimmed glasses, but... Good on Julia, because she did come up with two completely distinct characters for each one. Stephanie's reaction to that comment was, yes, she they must be twins. have a program.
Check to take page home. 2 for the cast list.
But we did very well as far as our donations went. Thank you very much to anyone that donated, and pretty much for anyone that came out. So now we end up planning for next spring, actually the next season period, so we will give a shot at doing Midsummer Night's Dream in the spring. Auditions for that will be the first week of February, and it will go up the first, second, and third week of May. And in the fall, we will attempt a tragedy.
We're gonna mix it up.
Attempt a tragedy. It's hard to make people laugh.
With set construction.
Yes. Yay. So we'll attempt a tragedy then. And I don't know if we have anything else to say.
I don't know if we do either. Have we talked about being official?
Oh, we're working on being official. I don't know if we mentioned this at all in the last podcast, but I think since the last podcast, we have attended I have attended a workshop on as a whole, I brought back information. I went and got water, I brought it back, and I made that age water. Went to a workshop on developing a 501c3, and we have filled out all of our paperwork. We have contacted Georgia Lawyers for the Arts. They have found us a lawyer, given us a lawyer. We have talked to the lawyer. We have filled out our form, our articles of incorporation. We have become incorporated. We have established bylaws.
We have a board.
We have a board of 5 people.
The 3 of us. Larry, who you've met today.
Larry Fisick.
Hello. Over here,
and Eileen Miller, who I've met actually on an earlier podcast. And so we are almost official. We have sent our documentation to the lawyer for a second review. And if she looks at it and says, yes, this is good, then the next step is to submit that to the IRS. And the lawyer will continue in her duties as being an intermediary between us and the IRS.
Between us and the tax man.
How long will this take? Who knows? It could take 6 months. It could take a year. It could take even 18 months for us to become officially a non-profit organization.
It's the federal government.
But the ball is rolling, and we're very proud of ourselves. We know that this is a good idea. No, it's worth making it real. So, like the Velveteen Rabbit.
Or Pinocchio.
Except we don't have a blue fairy to assist us. Because if we did, we would tie her down and help her make us costumes. She could have fixed Mrs. Danvers. Would have all been okay.
Mrs. Danvers was what they referred to the main costumes that Nikki and Alyssa wore, because they took roles in Merry Wives of Windsor.
We had 4 lines between us, and we did them brilliantly.
They were fantastic.
Every night. And it included lifting a very heavy gentleman in a basket, the combo of which was very heavy.
And might I say,
had to be saved on multiple occasions by each of us.
Yes.
Doing the mother lifting the bus off of her small child, shot of adrenaline.
Yeah.
And might I say, the fat suit on Derek, who played our Falstaff, the fat suit looked fantastic.
It was awesome.
And we're not going to tell you how we did it. You know,
trade secret.
If you'd
you
like
want
to know,
an actor to smell as if he has died from his first show onward, I can tell you how to do it. Also, he will appear to be fat.
Yes.
No, it's not really fair. Derek Corpse did not smell. Actually, as far as I can tell, stink.
But there was the potential.
But yeah. I assumed that probably underneath all of the suit and everything else, probably eventually it was not pretty under there. As anything you wear 7 times in a row without washing it when you're sweating because
and
you're...
Yeah, creating large amounts of... trapping large amounts of heat inside it.
Yeah. No, we just threw
He
away.
Probably lost weight. We probably yeah. helped him, like... It's like one of those seaweed wraps, basically.
Or a sauna, you know.
Or yeah, a sauna. Like a sauna.
And we helped him to lose weight by making it appear as if he had more weight. Irony.
Irony.
Yeah.
Not that you needed to lose weight, Derek.
If you're listening.
That's really about it. We'll try to do these on a more monthly basis as we develop.
No promises.
As we develop our ideas toward midsummer. That's the same thing we need to do with the blog as well. So yeah. Make more blog entries at northfolkcomicclub.org.
Oh, well.
What?
Yeah. More updates to our Flickr account where you can see... event
Dangerous.
We did called Beasties at Barrington.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was a fun storytelling event we did in conjunction with Barrington Hall.
And Halloween.
Telling scary folk stories and making adults who were unaware that this was... that we had geared it toward children, as we had been informed, making them make funny noises with their hands and pretend to go on a ghost hunt.
I think overall the stories were entertaining, but I think we covered the whole gamut of age range with our stories.
Yeah, telling a grisly murder story to 2-year-olds is an experience I'm not going to forget anytime soon.
Well, you know.
I just got to talk about the devil.
Do the voice.
As Sean Connery.
Do the demon voices.
Okay. Which one do you want?
Do all of them.
Oh, do all the voices. Good for you.
Do the devil, little devil.
So
I did
Wicked John. I finally decided to do Wicked John as Wicked Sean. So Wicked John was like this. Sean Connery. No. What did I do for, Oh, and St. Michael was just imperious and annoying. St. Michael was just annoying. Oh, you have done this for me. You have 3 wishes. Wicked John. And then Little Demon, which was Little Demon. Okay, John, time to go. Boss says you gotta leave and you gotta come with me. And, Big Demon, which was really a ripoff from Avenue Q. A big demon like this. Come on, John. And the devil was, The devil was just, oh, I'll just be right over here.
playing in the garden.
I'll be playing in the garden over here. I don't know why I need to be an antebellum gentleman in a seersucker suit drinking a mint julep. But it just
kind of works, doesn't it? Can't you just see the devil sort of...
I can obviously see that if you want a job done right, you have to do it yourself.
Hot outside.
It is hot as blazes down here. Yeah. So, that was fun. I think it was more fun for me to do than most of the audiences that I had, but I appreciate them coming by anyway and making it appear as if I was entertaining. So, yes, we're thinking of other things we can do along that same line between shows, because it's good and keeps our connection with Barrington Hall going. We'll also be exercising that as well in the Christmas season to come. By going and helping out with their candlelight tour again. Anyone that's been involved in our shows that wants to help out with the Barrington Hall tour, let us know. We can get you in.
Plug.
It's very fun. You get to just hang out and drink cider and tell people, well, this room is where Barrington King died. And Roswell King as well.
Is decorated in the theme of insanity.
Now. Yes. Thank you very much for listening once again to our podcast. If you wanted to catch up with more of us, go to northfultondramaclub.org. As always, thank you, Rusty and Amber, for hosting our podcast at George Podcast Network. And everybody say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Say goodnight, Camilla.
Yay.
You've been listening to the 13th episode of the North Fulton Drama Club podcast hosted on Georgia Podcast Network. The music for this podcast has been Jonathan Colton's I'm Your Moon. And to show our appreciation for you sticking around for the whole podcast, here is Jonathan Colton's I'm Your Moon.
They invented a reason. That's why it stings. They don't think you matter because you don't have pretty rings. I keep telling you I don't care. I keep saying there's one thing they can't change. I'm your moon, you're my moon. We go round and round. From out here it's the rest of the world that looks so small. Promise me you will always remember who you are. Let them shuffle the numbers. Watch them come and go. We're the ones who are out here. Past the edge of what they know. We can only be who we are. Doesn't matter if they don't understand. I'm your moon, you're my moon. We go round and round. From out here, it's the rest of the world that looks so small. Said you were no more. Sad excuse for a sunrise. It's so cold out here. Ice and silence and dark skies as we go round. Let them think what they like, we're fine. I will always be right here next to you. I'm your moon, you're my moon. We go round and round. From out here, it's the rest of the world that looks so